Hosea, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudches. V'haya bayomahu, and it will be on that day, on the day when we are reconciled with our husband, on the day when the trust is restored to the relationship and we cast aside all of the people we've been dallying with. Ne'um Hashem, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tikri ishi. Then you will call me ishi, my husband, my man. We will truly recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ishi. Velo sikri li od ba'ali. You won't call me ba'ali as in my master out of fear. Love rather than fear. My person rather than the husband. This is not a handmaid's tale. This is the opposite. The Chazal tell us in Gemara Pesachim, Gemara Ksubas, will be like a kala in her father-in-law's house, not her father's house. Meaning a kala who has moved out and the marriage has been consummated. She's been intimate with her husband. She feels comfortable with him. We're going to return to that easy back and forth in the relationship that we were estranged and has kind of left us. That's going to be a tremendous thing. Happiness, progress, ishi, Dr. Hirsch says, the breath of love will never disappear. But not ba'ali, not subservience, but elevated. We are still servants of God, but we'll feel much better about it. It won't just be ba'al, it won't just be a master who compels us. And a second way of using ba'al, yotes vasirosia shemos ha-ba'olim mipiha. I'll remove the names of the ba'al from her mouth. And they will no longer be mentioned by their names. No more Baal. Once you come to purify yourself, once you go to the mikveh, you get assistance. You get some help. The name of the Baalim, the idols, will completely pass away. It said in Yeshaya, Perek Beis, beautiful Perek Beis of Yeshaya about the future, where the ways of war are going to disappear. And everybody's going to call in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu instead of the Baal. Not just from Klal Yisrael, but from the world. I will make a covenant for them on that day, that beautiful day, that Mashiach Dika day. With the beasts of the field, with the birds of the sky, the creepy crawly things on the earth, the keshes, and bows, weapons, the cherev, and swords, and war, eshbar min haaretz. I will break off from the earth. No more war. Weapons of war. War itself. The naive protesters of the 60s. You know, imagine no more war. Yeah, but this is for real. And they didn't do it, quoting scripture, because they didn't have respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they did it. So it was a pipe dream. It was a fantasy, but it wasn't real. Vishkaptim lo betach. And I will let them lie down safely. Real betach. The ultimate bliss of paradise, says Dr. Hirsch. Between men and beast, between men and each other, war being eliminated, and now a beautiful phrase that we say every single morning, those of us who put on tefillin. Chavaleve rastich li le'olam, I will betroth you to me forever. Isn't this what every chasan and kala dream about under the chuppah? No more wife of harlotry from earlier in the parak. And no more rejection, says Mesudas David. Forever. Ve'irastich li besedek uvemishpat. I will betroth you to me with righteousness, with justice, with a chesed of urachamim, with loving kindness, with mercy. That's going to be a marriage worthy of being a marriage. Ve'irastich li be'emunah. And I will betroth you to me. Interesting, it's betrothed, not marry, but it's almost like getting engaged all over again. And all that excitement and feeling about the future with faith. V'yodat es Hashem. And you will know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the end of the Haftorah of Bamidbar, but there's a little more to the parak. Chav Gimel v'hoya b'yom ahu. It will come to pass on that day. E'eneh no'um Hashem. Hashem says, I'm going to answer. I'm not going to give you the silent treatment anymore. Eicha is all about that. In Eicha, we call out and Hashem doesn't answer and we plaintively wonder why until the fifth parak when we're like, we know why because of all the terrible things we did. Enes hashomoyim, I will answer the heavens. Behem ya'anu es ha'aretz, and they will answer the earth. So I will pour upon the clouds the goodness, and they will answer and pour water on the earth, and you'll have rain, and you'll have fertility, and you'll have growth. Unlike the days of Ahav, when we remember there was a very extended drought, now when Klal Yisrael comes back to the land, the water will not be withheld, the bracha will not be withheld. Chavdala ve'aretz ta'aneh, and just as Hashem will answer the heavens, and the heavens will answer the earth, and now the earth will answer. Answer how? Es ha'dagon, to bring forth the grains, the corn, ves ha'tirosh, the wine, ves ha'yitzar, and the oil. Behem ya'anu es Yisrael. And they will answer Yisrael, the people of the exile, the Zerah that was scattered all around the world and then ingathered again. And a beautiful, beautiful finish to a parak that had Musar and Bracha mixed together. Chafei uzrati ha'liba aret. I will sow her for me in the land. I will plant her. I will sow her in the land. Like you sow a sa'a of seed, Rashi says from the Gemara Psachim, to gather many kor. So also I'm going to plant Klal Yisrael so that many, many additional gerim are going to come as well. We're going to increase the seeds of the earth and the bounty of the earth, but also the number of Jews. Rechamti es lo ruchama. And then finally I'll have compassion on the lo ruchama, on the unpitied one. Everybody is going to get the compassion of Hashem. The omarti lo ami ami ata. And to the one who I told you to name lo ami, I'm going to say you are my nation again. Behu yomar eloko. And he will say, and they all will say, Elokai, my God, you are my God. Wasn't that a Herman Wouk book? W-O-U-K. This is my God, I think he wrote. Where a person of true faith, but a secular writer, wrote a book to explain. Elokai, he is my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dr. Hirsch adds one point. It's beautiful afterward, worth repeating, even though I'm sorry we're going a little over. We wish to add one other comment at the conclusion of this glorious prophetic word. Many fictitious stories have been spread during the last 2,000 years about, quote, the God of the Old Testament, fabled to be glowing with blazing wrath and the oppressive weight of Jewish enslaving laws. Only a later religion, they say, which taught God of love, brought salvation. In the light of the Navi's words here, we challenge all the detractors of Judaism to show us, not only in the religious literature, but in the whole literature of all cultured people, an interpretation of man's relationship with God that could be remotely compared to the ennobling intimacy with human beings and the depths depicted in the words of this Navi. Not belief in a dogma which leaves out reason, but the free-willed moral acts of man's duty to obey his God. That establishes man's intrinsic value. This is forming the firm bond, which joins human beings to their God. Not to be trembling, world-renouncing people who abstain from worldly life, but to be cheerful, happy men and women, enjoying a normal life in purity before God. If you look at especially the Jewish Voice for Peace and the Jews who are trying very much to assimilate now with the pro-Palestinian movement and everything else, Reform, Reconstructionist, you name it, they all want to say that the Torah is mean and too punitive and, I don't know, fascist or whatever they want to say. And Dr. Hirsch says, just look at this Nevuah and see what it means to have a mutual relationship and responsibility and respect and love and adoration for each other if we behave the way we know is ethical and authentic. Even though all of those people out there just want to excuse their own lack of ethics and their own choices of complete immorality and say, well, that's better because it's more humane. Zuck Dr. Hirsch, nonsense.